This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
The show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. And everything else, it goes on when it comes. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if your body can get sick, you can also get well. It is about your lifestyle. If you didn't know that, your lifestyle matters. It's your medicine. I always say lifestyle is our medicine. So our choices every single day, they matter. A lot of times we're sick because we want to be and don't even know it. We're making the wrong choices, wrong decisions that we really need to step up and can unravel the reason why that's happening. And again, it all comes down to us, our choices. The powerful thing is we can make our own choices. We don't have to wait on somebody else. Really is simple. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes just like we do, go to our website. You can easily find one of our providers in your area that can help. Just go to 888-283-7272 is the number, or go to the website. Carly, you're with us. How can I help?
My skin stays so very hot, but it doesn't feel hot to anybody else. And then I have tremors. And they say there's nothing they can do because I have neuropathy. But I read in my medical book that a deficiency in magnesium is my problem.
And that could be the case. It could. But a lot of times when you have tremors like that, you really have to back it up and look at everything. Because there can be some variables that just aren't being caught. I mean, you have to really see exactly what's there, and that's one of the big challenges you have to look at. I mean, it could be something simple as magnesium. It could be several different minerals that are out of position and not where they need to be. So I would look at that and get a good kind of a good idea overall, get some blood work done, check the overall nutritional profile, and not just guess. What you don't want to do is just take this, take that, and hope for the best. You really want to know that something is where it needs to be, and that's the reason for it. And again, health is not just what you eat, exercise, and take a pill, okay? I mean, 85% of the root cause of most health challenges have to do with environmental toxins, and so that's our food, water supply, but also emotional toxins. So you got stress, you got life happenings, life situations that can cause our health to break down. So there's a lot of variables and factors that can cause these kind of issues. So you have to be wise in your decisions and be very mindful and thoughtful in the direction that you take it. All of that is vital, and it's important. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can give us a call or go to the website. And we're here for you, no matter what you're struggling with. So let's talk about foods for just a minute. So food is our medicine, right? It can be our medicine in so many different ways, and we want to make sure that we make the right decisions. But I'm going to give you some foods that can be helpful, ways to get the nutrition in that you need to get in to keep your body healthy in the way we want to keep it. And it's so vital and so important for us to put the right kind of foods in. So let's jump into that. Now, if you get bored with water, this is one of the biggest ones that I get from people. And I get bored with it, too. So, I mean, I'm not just touting on everybody else. I mean, I put tea with my water constantly. I'm like, if you see me with a bottle of water, it always has tea in it. And then I use some monk fruit extract or a stevia from time to time. But, again, you can take seltzer water. And instead of having all for sodas, if you want that soda kind of deal, instead of having all the colorings and the flavorings and all that, just get seltzer water, squeeze a whole lemon in there, or lime, and add a little bit of stevia with it. Tastes amazing, okay? If you want to really bunk down on a lot of the food bars, I'm not an anti-protein bar guy. There's some really good ones out there. Just make sure that it doesn't have artificial sweeteners in it. Make sure that it's got organic ingredients, and make sure that it's got plenty of fiber. That's the key. And no sugar. I mean, less than 1 gram for sure. If it's loaded up with a bunch of sugar, don't do it. It's nothing but a candy bar. It's terrible. Now, grains are another big one, I think, that is tough, right? So if you are really struggling with getting your greens in, it's important. Like, if you're not hitting greens 3-plus times a day, you can't get the salads in because you're too busy, you have to have greens, period. Got to have them. So no matter what you're doing, you got to get those in because there's too many nutrients that we get in the greens that you have to have, okay? And it's powerful, and we've got to have it. So we've got a greens drink. It's called Clean Greens. You can go to our website and see it. But the greens drink are just vital. Got to have it. And that's another big one, too, is not getting the nutrition that we need. Having enough of it, getting enough of it in is vital and is critical for what we have to have. So your greens are extremely important. Teas are good for you. I'm a big fan. It's the way that I like to dance up my water. And the reason is because teas give you better skin, okay, lower cholesterol, reduced risk of cancer. And, I mean, that's pretty much all teas across the board. Green tea, white tea, they all have different properties to them. But, man, they are so good for you. I'm a huge tea guy. So one of the things you can easily add in that gives great health benefits to your normal daily routine. The natural homemade ice pops are really good, too, if you've never made any. So you can blend up your favorite fruits, like berries are the best, and put it with a little bit of Greek goat milk yogurt, and you can mix them together. We got a recipe for this on the website, and you can freeze them and make popsicles. Phenomenal. So kids love these. I mean, amazing. Got to figure out ways to make healthy eating fun. A lot of people think it's just boring, like you're eating cardboard, twigs, and berries. It's not. I mean, it really is. The healthy food, if you learn how to make it right and put it together right, can make a huge difference in your overall health and in your overall life. Makes a difference. Chocolate, guess what? It's good for you. Like, I never tell people don't eat chocolate. Eat it. Eat chocolate. If it's 70% or greater dark chocolate, knock it out. Eat it every day. It's going to bring it brings all kinds of health benefits to you, from brain chemistry health, gut health, heart health. I mean, the whole nine yards. It's phenomenal. So these are all benefits to eating the right kind of foods and getting everything in the way you need to. And remember, your body can thrive if you give it the right tools that it needs to be able to do that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. And we're here for you. Don't forget, if you haven't found a lifestyle provider, that's someone in your area that believes just like we do. Sometimes you just need someone to take you by the hand and say, look, no matter if you've got diabetes or heart disease or high blood pressure or whatever, you just need someone to take you by the hand and help and get you and have them help get you to that next level so you can really thrive and really make it. Because the piece that's so difficult is to make sure that you're doing well. The piece that is challenging is the accountability. That's what people need. That's what people want. And that's what people are looking for, is to make sure that you're really thriving. And don't be stuck. You don't have to be stuck. All you have to do is realize is that if you put in the effort, you can do well. If you put in the effort, then you can really do amazing things with your health. And that's what we want to help you do on the show. That's what it's all about. We're on call for you each and every day to help you go to the next level with your health and your life, knowing that you don't have to stay where you are, that you can really thrive and push through and do amazing things with your health. Why? Because we know you can, and we believe in you. Coming up, more questions about your health. Plus, I'm going to talk a little bit about kids' health and what they can do to improve.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Body can get sick, that can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. We don't want to see you stuck. I want to see you do well. I don't want to see you just be there. I want to see you make it happen. So we want to help you thrive. We want to see you better than you are before and better than you have been before. And you can. You don't have to be stuck. Now give us a call, 888-GENE-HELP, 888-283-7272. If you have health questions, we're here for you. If you want me to answer privately, I will too. When you call, just tell my staff, say, hey, look, I really want to have this question answered privately. I don't want it just to be on air, and so we'll take care of you on that. Don't worry. Get you the answers that you need because you're important to us and you matter. Very much so. Let's get to the phones and go to Mark. Hi, Mark.
I had leg pain, and I really don't want to take any kind of painkillers, and I just want to figure out what I could use as a natural remedy for it.
Now, if you got leg pain, you just got to figure out where it's coming from. And that sounds pretty simple, but, I mean, at the end of the day, we got to figure out where it's coming from. Because the bottom line is, with the leg pain, is you've got to figure, is it nerve-related? Is it vascular-related, right? And a lot of times the nerve pain is coming from the lower back. So the lower back has nerves that come out of the low back, go down the spine, and really can go in and make that happen. So that's one of the big pieces you have to look at. You have to say, okay, well, that's one of the big pieces that we look at. And I'll tell you that one of the challenges when you're in that is to figure out, okay, how can I raise the bar? How can I raise value inside the body with what you're doing? And with leg pain, you might need to get to a chiropractic physician, which can really help. It's non-surgical, right? Physical therapy can help too, but I think the chiropractic physician is going to be your better choice just because the training and the level of care that you'll get there, I think, will be superior. So, for that reason, because I think the leg pain, there's a lot that can go with it. And again, you want to get testing done. So you don't want to rule, as far as the physician you go to, just make sure they do all the tests to be able to rule in and rule out whatever's going on. That's all very important, okay? And the leg pain, a lot of times, if it is something simple like a bulging disc or just some type of inflammation around some of the nerves that are causing that, that can easily be taken care of. So don't let that bother you. It can really resolve quite easily. 888-283-7272 is the number. Give us a call. So what about colon cancer? You know, it's one of the top leading cancers that we deal with. People who don't pay attention to their digestive system will at some point, I can tell you that, because colon cancer is a big deal. And if you don't take care of the foods that you eat, get enough fiber coming in on a regular basis, take care of your overall system, then it can become a big, big deal. They did studies at University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, and they said that a gastroenterologist associate professor said in this, signs of trouble that cannot be ignored is a change in the diameter of your bowel movements. Okay, so if you have any of these symptoms or know someone that's dealing with any of this, a change in the diameter of your bowel movements, bloody bowel movements, another big one, black stool, lower belly pain, or discomfort that persists. Starting at age 50, everyone should be screened for colon cancer, even if no symptoms are present. So there's a few ways that you can test for the colon cancer. Colonoscopy, it's a test that examines the colon and allows doctors to remove polyps before they can grow and become cancerous. And there's a a fecal test called a FIT test. Test detects blood in the stool. A new colon cancer test approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration may be an option. Who are not at high risk for the disease, be aware of your family history and any of your relatives that have had colon cancer, especially before the age of 50. So colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. with men and women. So that's a lot. I mean, it's a big one. Lung cancer is number one. A lot of people don't know that, but it is number one. It's a bear, that's for sure. A lot of people get hit with that and struggle with it. The air quality is not that great. Plus, we're indoors all day long, and it's just not conducive to maximum health. You got to be in a place to really be able to thrive, and it's tough to do that with poor air quality. So if you're in a big city, it's better to live a little further out. If you have the option, maybe out in the country or out just a little bit of ways away from it, air quality is a little bit better. Typically, that's a better way to go. 888-283-7272. We're here for you. If you need help, you got questions, you can give us a call. Also, our lifestyle providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, go to the website and easily find someone that can help you get to the next level with your health and your life. Let's get to the phones and talk to Jan. Hi, Jan.
I wanted to know if cooking with tinfoil is harmful.
Okay, so cooking with tinfoil is, I wouldn't recommend it totally. I mean, your cookware is, it should be important. And I'm a big fan of the glass. I'm a big fan of iron as well. There's different thoughts on that, but I still am. And then your storage just needs to be. I would not lay things in the foil as much. So because you don't want anything. Aluminum is just something you don't want to even have in your food or near any of that. And it's just there's other options for it. You lay it in different settings, and there's a lot better ways to do that. Maybe involve a little bit more cleaning, but whatever. It's going to be better for your health. 888-283-7272. Elaine in Louisville, Kentucky says, can I help irritable bowel syndrome with diet? Yes, you can. Matter of fact, I believe it's the greatest way for healing with somebody with IBS. There's an anti-inflammatory based diet that we put together in my book, Empowering Your Health, and you can easily check that out. Plus, we've got articles all on IBS on the website. You can easily find it there. We're here for you. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, you don't have to stay there. The body's ability to regenerate is amazing. So you can thrive. You can make it. You can go from where you are to where you need to be. All you have to do is have the ability to know that you can. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Without a single Republican vote, the House has passed a budget measure on President Biden's proposal of a coronavirus aid package. It comes after an all-night session in the Senate with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have been focused like a laser to get a deal done.
On Monday, we will begin working on the specifics of the bills. Hopefully, in a two-week period of time, we'll send something over to the Senate.
The goal is to finalize legislation by mid-March when additional unemployment benefits expire. The president reiterated Friday that $1,400 checks are still on the table.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks, they're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
The president says it is unlikely that his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will be approved. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The TSA is recommending fines for repeated violators of federal mask requirements, starting at $250 up to $1,500. The TSA has been authorized to fine passengers who failed to comply with the new mask requirements that went into effect last week. The Pentagon is deploying more than 1,100 troops to 5 FEMA vaccination centers across the U.S. to speed up vaccination efforts. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says each team will include medical and support personnel.
One team of 222 will be deploying to California, to a site in California, in coming days. We expect that they'll be able to get on site on or about the 15th of this month.
The other sites are still being determined. President Joe Biden has called for 100 mass vaccination centers nationwide to be up and running within the next month. Strong allegations against the United States during the Obama administration. USA Radio's Lance Pry has details.
Turkey's interior minister has accused the United States of being behind a 2016 failed coup that Ankara has blamed on U.S.-based Muslim preacher and businessman. In a prompt response to the comments on Thursday, the U.S. State Department said the accusations were wholly false. More than 250 people were killed in an attempted overthrow of President Recep Erdogan and his government. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
For you each and every day. What are you struggling with? Well, we want to help. Because remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. If you deal with blood pressure, we call it hypertension, you want to do a couple of things to really help. And blood pressure is one of the tough health challenges that many people face, and they don't know how to get out of it a lot of times. So there's some foods you can avoid when you have high blood pressure. And of course, we know sodium is a big deal. Salty foods can raise the blood pressure and create that kind of issue. So sodium is a big one. But you want to steer clear or limit a lot of these high sodium foods in your diet. Okay, here's some basics you may already know, but I want to make sure you know. Okay, I love the simple. Simple things are the things that make the biggest difference in our lives. So dried, preserved, or salted meats like bacon, ham, beef jerky, or pepperoni. Heavily salted snacks like peanuts, chips, or crackers. Canned foods and meals, including vegetables and soups. Frozen foods and dinners. Sauces, condiments, and marinades, table salt, and the salty seasonings can be a big one. And the foods that help with blood pressure are the ones that are lower in the sodium, in their sodium content. All right, so raisins, prunes, are really good. I know that's exciting, right? They also make you go to the bathroom in a great way. So if you're constipated, that will help. Citrus fruits are really good. Honeydew, cantaloupe, and watermelons. Avocados are one of my favorites for blood pressure. Apple and apples, bananas are great. But if you eat bananas, eat them more on the green side. Cooked squash, eggplant, cabbage, and cauliflower. Lima beans and all peas, peppers, radishes, and baked or boiled potatoes. So a good way to make sure you're getting what you need is what they call the DASH diet, which is dietary approaches to stop hypertension. And it was developed to lower blood pressure and boost heart health. And so here's the way it goes. Here's the DASH diet. You ready? 2 to 3 servings of low-fat dairy products, which I like. Goat's milk is the better choice. 4 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, which would be one cup. A serving size is one cup of leafy vegetables. So if you eat a huge salad, that's about, like a real big salad, it's probably about, when you figure 4 cups, that would be 4 servings. A medium-sized fruit, like an apple, is a serving of fruit, okay? So you want to have those as well. I'm a bigger fan, if you're going to do, say, 5 servings a day of fruits and vegetables, it's just very confusing for a lot of people. I would just eat one piece of fruit a day. Here's your goal, okay? Because the fructose, there's a lot of studies now saying that fructose in the fruit, if you do a ton of it, it's not that great, okay? So there's a kind of a tipping point where it even works that great for you. So 6 to 8 daily servings of fruits and vegetables. Actually, it's 4 servings of fruit, 6 servings of vegetables. Less than 6 daily servings of lean protein. So that would be serving sizes 1 egg or 1 ounce cooked meat or fish. So 2 to 3 daily servings of healthy fats. I think you need more, personally, of the protein. You really do. Your body can function much better off of that. And 2 to 3 servings of healthy fats and oils. You need more than that. You probably need at least 5 to 6 of those. And 4 to 5 weekly servings of nuts and seeds and legumes, I'd go with that. And no more than 5 weekly servings of desserts and sweets. I don't even think you need that. Cut out the sugar. Be done with it. I mean, I'd say 2 desserts a week. That's it. I'd say 2 junk meals a week. That's it. You don't need more than that. Because once, if you're eating really good, eating really well, and you go and you eat a pizza, it's going to taste good. And it's good to knock out the cravings. But you're going to feel awful. Bloated. All that sort of thing. Yeah, just knock it out and be done with it. But don't do it all the time. And don't have this thing where you eat a dessert after every meal. It's crazy. 888-283-7272. You can always give us a call and be a part of the show. Or if you want to go to our website, you can do that as well. If you want us to answer in private, we can do that. Tony in Kansas City says, how much difference in veggies from the grocery store and the Whole Foods type stores? Well, it's just more about organic and inorganic. So you always either want to do fresh or frozen. Canned's not the best. And look for organic. Because whether you go to Kroger or Publix or Whole Foods or Piggly Wiggly or Trader Joe's, whatever, just look for organic. They're all getting it from the same source for the most part. So you just find it from the areas. It's about the quality, okay? The quality is what you're looking for. That's the key. Because if the quality is up, then everything about your health will be up. It makes a huge difference all the way around. We'll talk about some foods here in just a minute because there's so many foods that can bring health to the body, and so many ones that don't. And I'm a big fan of making sure that you're eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis. That's such a key. First, though, I want to get to the phones and talk to Lois. Hi, Lois.
Calling because I have some concerns. My grandson was diagnosed with gynecomastia, and I was wondering if there was anything that we can do reverse that or in order to have his male hormones to start kicking in.
Well, again, he's got an issue with conversion. All right, so there's a conversion issue with his testosterone, and it's very common with men. Men that convert to estrogen, their testosterone convert to estrogen is very, very common. And so you got to get in. Nettle root is really, really good. It's not always going to work, but nettle root works a lot of times for men, for adolescents as well, that can help the conversion of the testosterone molecule and can cut down on the gynecomastia tremendously. Now, the challenge is once the tissue's formed, once the tissue formed, the big issue is once that's done, it's got to be surgically removed. That's the big deal. So you just got to make sure, you've got to figure out first why it's converting. That's one of the big ones. And then you've got to figure out, okay, what needs to be done to really help offset that. That's one of the biggest pieces that you have to look at. And that, at the end of the day, that is one of the biggest challenges that we have when it comes to gynecomastia, because it really is a hormone issue, but it's a conversion issue. And so the enzymes are so important that they need to be broken down as well. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website. And don't forget, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, and you can get help there as well, too. Lower blood pressure is now becoming a challenge for a lot of people. The CDC is talking about it. And in the United States, chronic kidney disease affects more than 20 million people. And that's in the age of 65 and up. Researchers found that blood pressure is in the range of 130 to 159. That's a top number. Over 70 to 89 were associated with the best health outcomes for the population, especially with men with kidney disease. A researcher, Kasaba Coveney, who's at Memphis Veterans Affairs Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, said that more than 18 million blood pressure measurements found that patients either very high or very low blood pressure, mortality rates went up significantly. So even if it's low, people get excited, they're like, oh, my blood pressure's so low, that can cause issues as well. So you got to be cautious of that too. And so they've got interesting boundaries within blood pressure. You really want to keep it between about 110 to 115 is the goal on the top number, and about 70 to 75 in the lower number. And there's so much you can do naturally to make that happen. You really can do a lot to keep everything balanced. But at the end of the day, you just don't want it to get too far on the low end and too far on the high end. Just do everything you can to keep it balanced. Now, nitric oxide is really important. You can do L-arginine, L-citrulline together, two amino acids. They're great, great form. Rebounding is a good piece, too, to keep your blood pressure in check. And then with your eating habits, eating multiple meals throughout the day. But one of the big pieces for blood pressure now that we're learning is garlic. And garlic, usually, you can do it in the supplement form, but even just eating a garlic clove itself one a day is great for blood pressure and can make a big difference. A lot of research on that right now. But don't forget, fruits and vegetables, that's a big piece because only 1.5% of Americans are even eating them, which is quite the challenge. So, again, even if you just eat two or three servings a day, the mineral content in those is enough to help create a spike, a lowered spike in overall blood pressure levels. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's get over to Martha. Hi, Martha.
What symptoms does one have if they have a vitamin D deficiency?
One of the biggest with vitamin D deficiencies, you have a lot of achiness. People that have achiness, they think it's something like fibromyalgia, something along those lines. They think that's a major issue, but it's not. And a lot of times if you have achiness, generalized achiness, it can be a vitamin D deficiency. Very, very common that people struggle with and they deal with. Now, the other thing, too, is something along the lines of the forehead sweating, head sweating excessively, not just like when you go work out hard, but if you do any exertion, that's a big challenge as well. And so you've got to make sure that if that's happening, you know, a simple blood test is going to tell you. So the symptoms may or may not be there, but that's why I like doing blood tests on pretty much everybody. We're going to check your vitamin D, period. It's one of the number one deficient areas that we see now. And if you don't get that covered, then there's so many things can break down in the body. And that's one of the big pieces you have to manage. And it's easy. I mean, you can get it from food, you can get it from the sun, but over the age of 50, you're not going to absorb it that much anymore. So you have to get it from a supplement form. And that's what I think is one of the big pieces that you have to look at is managing that to get it in the numbers. Now, the range goes all the way up to 100, like 30 to 100. But even if you're down around 40 or 50, it's too low. Got to get it up, I would say 60 to 80. Some even say 70 to 90 is a better range. So I keep mine in the upper end of the range always and do that for the patients as well at all of our clinics. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. What are you doing to empower your health? Well, it comes down to the choices that you make every single day. Coming up, we've got more questions about your health. Plus, I'm going to get into some fitness tips that you don't want to miss when we come back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Fizzled out. We hear about it from time to time, but they're saying now the new animal research suggests that Ebola may become more deadly as it spreads. Investigators track the Ebola strain, which is, of course, circulates in the West African outbreak that was so popular, and analyzing the virus in different stages, British scientists identified several genetic changes that made Ebola more deadly as it spread. So the work tells us the evolutionary goal of the Ebola virus is to become more lethal. Study co-author Julian Hiscox at the University of Liverpool of Infection Disease said in a release, "We were able to show through a genetic analysis which parts of the virus are involved in the process. The information, they say, we have gathered will now allow us to monitor for such changes in the outbreak, as well as develop future treatment strategies." The study was published in the Journal of Genome Biology. The Ebola virus is such a devastating infection to the people affected by the disease and the economy of West Africa. Study co-author Roger Hewson of Public Health England said in a news release, "Yet current understanding of Ebola virus biology is way behind that of others. And in the West African outbreak, Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone have been the three nations hardest hit by Ebola. There have also been about 21,000 infections and more than 84,000 deaths reported since the outbreak began, as we've heard in the past." So it's pretty amazing to see how everything can begin to transition. But again, nothing to be scared of here, but yet you always want to do everything you can to keep your immune system strong and stay aware in the news, and we'll keep you updated here on the show. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you haven't found the app yet, go to the App Store. Really great. So it's a way to listen to the show all the way until we go live the next day. So if you miss something, it constantly replays the show until we go live. Pick it up at the App Store, the iPad, all of that is great, and you can just check it out, and it's a great tool to be able to help you, encourage others, tell others, and they can get on board and get their health helped every single day. Let's go to the phones and talk with Doug. Hi, Doug.
My wife has been diagnosed with lupus.
Okay.
And I'd like to know how to treat that in a way. Whatever I can do to help her.
Okay, well, lupus is, again, it's an autoimmune condition, and there's different variations of it, different levels of it. People have struggled with it in different ways. So I would look at it from a couple of points of view. I mean, lupus, being an autoimmune condition, it means the body's attacking itself. And once that switch is flipped on in the body, you really can't shut it down. You have to put, I guess the best way to put it is you can put a dimmer switch on it. And so with a dimmer switch, one of the big keys that you want to focus on is, again, you've got to find out if it's the T1 helper cells or the T2 helper cells. One of those systems is the primary driver for this, and that's what we have to figure out, is which one is being affected and which one is not. So that's really the point of contact in the whole thing. So you want to look at that and build from there. But again, testing can be done. Your physician can do that, blood testing, all of that. You got to figure out which one's dormant and which one's not. You can do a little test. It's kind of an at-home test, but it's with echinacea tea and green tea. And you drink nothing but water or green tea for about 3 days. And then if it aggravates the condition, then you know that that's really the T2 helper cell side. And then if you use echinacea tea, likewise, it would be the T1 side. And, of course, if you drink one and it does nothing, you feel better, then that's helping the side that's on the dormant. phase of it. So again, a couple little tricks to help along the way. Then you can let your doctor know what you found, and they can follow up with some testing inside the office. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Now, if you haven't found a lifestyle provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, check out the website. They can help you. Give us a call at the number, 888-283-7272, and they can help you find someone in your area to take you by the hand and really help you along the way. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Pearl. Hi, Pearl.
Calling in regard to depression. I know someone who fits that category, in the category, but every time we try to get them help for them, they refuse. They don't want to go. I want to know some other ways. Is there any alternative where you could just up and take possession? And they happen to be an adult person, too, and they fit all the descriptions.
Yes. Well, if they fit all the descriptions and all the different aspects of depression, again, even though it may sound like it's classic to you, it's good to have them go in to see their physician and make sure they kind of run through the checklist and see if that's really what they're experiencing. Because I'll tell you, it's a real challenge, very big challenge when you're dealing with something like this. And it's not easy because you can deal with brain chemistry. There could be nutritional deficiencies at play. There's so many variants and variables that could be a part of this that needs to be addressed. I mean, nutritionally, that's one of the big keys. I mean, if you have low vitamin D levels, you can be dealing with depression. You can have low B6 and B5 in the body and start dealing with that. You can have GABA levels, which is one of the neurotransmitters that's off. So many different variables that could be leading to the depression. But they need help. That's the key. They've got to have someone that can guide them and take them by the hand when it comes to this to be able to get them along the way, to encourage them and help them. So that's what I would encourage you to do first. Get some blood testing done. See if there's deficiencies involved. Functionally, see what the body needs. There might be certain foods that could target and help build these areas up. Again, whole cascade of things that can be done. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at ASA-RX.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.